I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ceasefire agreement in Syria went into effect Monday night, but it'll take time to see if this truce can hold water. Christian Aid Mission Steve N. Valkenburg says although dozens of NGOs have pulled out of Syria due to the instability, Christian Aid Mission is sending support.
What we've been doing is that we have donors who are giving for churches inside Aleppo, and so we're able to get funds into Aleppo, and then they buy the goods locally.
So while the world watches this tenuous truce, pray for the believers.
We can pray that they would be encouraged in the Lord, that somehow God would give them supernatural peace and joy in the midst of all their trauma and impossible situations. I think that the encouragement that Christians have is that they see themselves having a role in helping to reach out and to meet the needs of people around them and show the love of Christ.
And back in the U.S., an invisible issue is coming to the forefront, both in culture and the church. Door International's Rob Myers.
Out of the 70 million deaf worldwide, less than 2% of them have really embraced the gospel. Deaf communities, even here in the United States, are unreached because we're not providing them the gospel in their own heart language, in sign language.
September is National Deaf Awareness Month, and Door's asking you to help them advocate for the deaf. But see, advocacy isn't just needed in the church. This message is needed for our culture, too. It's so easy to take action, along with prayer.
Share this story on social media. Get on MNN. Forward this information to other people that you think may be unaware.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and a lot of it is overwhelming. But let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.